This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. The best way to get your weekend underway. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis are here with me. And now it's your chance to join us for the most fun you can have with your radio on, the Harris Challenge, our weekly topical trivia game. If you want to play and haven't in the last 60 days, call me now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or from your cell phone, *KTRS gets you in here. Every contestant gets a category. Every category has questions in it. Every question has points assigned to it. If you get enough of those points, you win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by...
Paul, I like the way you did that.
Thank you very much.
We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, donuts. One in Florissant.
Donuts.
And one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or from Peroni's Pizzeria. We have a gift card. And they have two locations. Also one in Florissant and one at St. Peter's and 70 and 79. Or from Werenberg Theater. We have free movie passes for you.
Including one of the best movies of the year, Arrival, with Amy Adams.
Yes, we do. And then December 3rd, which is a Saturday night at the Family Arena, we have tickets for 4 and 20. It's a tribute to the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young Band, and that is at the Family Arena, Saturday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. So we have tickets for that.
Okay. What does 4 and 20 mean?
4 and 20, was that the name of one of the albums? Yes.
4 and 20 is, it was on the Deja Vu album.
Yeah.
Was that a...
Long before 420 meant something
No
else.
Marijuana reference at all.
Probably not. No, I wouldn't think so.
Not in a
Crosby, Stills, Nash,
SNY tribute band.
I'm fairly sure that those guys never had any affiliation with anything like that.
No, and my buddy Scott Nienhaus is in this, and he... Terry Rogers, yes.
They passed on it.
Yeah, David Crosby didn't go to jail for marijuana.
But they were also in the Birds.
That's not a marijuana mustache that he ever was born.
Remember the picture of him when he came out? It was the only time I've seen a real-life person who looked exactly like Uncle Fester on the Addams Family.
Our drummer David looks like Uncle Fester.
No, he doesn't. Not as much as David Crosby did coming out of jail. I've seen both Davids, and no, not even close. If you get all the questions right, you get a clean sweep bonus.
That's right. You get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
All right, let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the show. You, as a contestant, get a unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use your prearranged commercial endorsement right now.
I just want to say hi to Charlotte and Michael, my wife and son.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what the quick categories look like, and you choose the first three, which of the first three you would like. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? Then there's category two, not getting a medal. And category three, men named Buck. We had Joe Buck, the broadcaster, on earlier today, talking about his autobiography, Lucky Bastard. So that's the category, or you can have not getting a medal, or have you been paying attention? What will it be for you, Scott?
Let's go for the topical.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham lose an expensive diamond ring last night? In a movie theater, a cooking class, or a strip club?
A strip club.
Of course. Which famous theoretical physicist predicted this week that humanity won't survive more than another 1,000 years on Earth because of climate change, robots, and nuclear weapons?
Stephen Hawking.
Correct. What knocked down a cross-country runner during an NCAA regional race last Saturday? A car, a tree, or a deer?
A deer.
Yes, and if you haven't seen the video, Google it. It's amazing. Which two daily fantasy sports sites agreed to merge this week?
DraftKings and I don't know.
All right, we'll go to the five-pointer. In what state was 19-year-old Hector Frere arrested for doing 208 in a souped-up 2011 Mustang on the Kilpatrick Turnpike? Is it Oklahoma, Texas, or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
You said Pennsylvania at the buzzer, but you should have said Oklahoma. And it's DraftKings and FanDuel. That's the other site that they are going to merge with. So, Scott, you got the first three for 1 point plus 2 points plus 3 points. That's six. Unfortunately, you got to get to eight in order to win. And when you don't win, I have to punish you. Now, here to punish you, I take you back to Michigan in the early 80s for the regional rock sounds of Three Peas in a Pod.
Wow.
Wow, this is bad.
Where's the rock?
Is that Rayman Zarek?
Okay. All right. That's enough. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Scott, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number two. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, if you're not doing anything tonight, go to the Twisted Improv Show in Kirkwood. It's $10 a pop, and it's 314 Clay in the Steamboat Room.
That is how you do a plug. Wow. Nicely done, Amanda. All right, which category would you like? We have not getting a medal, men named Buck, or Showbiz Week.
Showbiz Week.
60 seconds on the clock, Amanda. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did People Magazine name the sexiest man alive this week?
Pass.
Which actress's dress, which she wore while singing Happy Birthday, Mr. President, sold for $4.81 million at auction this week?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Which supermodel made news when she tweeted her displeasure about boyfriend Justin Verlander not winning the Cy Young Award this week?
Pass.
According to a new memoir, which two members of the original Star Wars cast had an affair that lasted 3 months?
Harrison Ford?
Yes, that's correct. Which of these will not be part of a concert tour next summer? Paula Abdul, New Kids on the Block, NSYNC, or Boys to Men?
Paula Abdul.
No, NSYNC won't be there. And we don't have time to go back and pick up the others, so I'll just tell you, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive this week is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And it's Kate Upton, who is Justin Verlander's girlfriend. And she was very upset when the baseball writers, chose Rick Porcello of the Boston Red Sox. And Kate tweeted, "I thought I was the only one who was all allowed to blank Justin Verlander."
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, she was not happy at all.
Wow.
So let's see how you did here, Amanda. You got the four, you got the two, and again, only 6 points. So I'm gonna have to punish you. Uh-uh. So once again, the musical stylings, if you will, of Three Peas in a Pod.
If you're feeling sad,
oh my goodness, they're singing.
There's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only.
Appearing as Hojo's The Beautiful Polynesian Room.
Call me.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me
that symbol, doesn't he?
Yeah. Maybe the mix should be adjusted just a little bit so the drummer is not quite out front as much. Wow. Amanda, I hope you have a great weekend, and good luck with the improv tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. Remember the movie Swingers with Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau?
Yes.
At one point in that movie, they go to some out-of-the-way club in Los Angeles, and there's a couple there. It's a man and a woman playing the drums and I think maybe piano. And the singing is off-key. That's what this reminded me of as soon as I found it today. Three peas in a pod. Wow. Let's meet our third contestant now. Hi, Al.
Hello.
Hi. Plug something for us.
Well, for all your party bus and shuttle bus needs, call St. Louis Transportation. It's 314-344-1975. I used to be your official limo driver of the Paul Harris Show, but I'm still in the game.
I'm glad to hear that, Al. Good for you. Three categories to choose from. Not getting a medal. Men named Buck. Or our new third category, On This Day.
Let's try On This Day.
60 seconds on the clock, Al. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Italian explorer first set eyes on the island now known as Puerto Rico on this day in 1493?
Columbus?
Yep. In what country did Jim Jones lead over 900 followers at the People's Temple to commit mass suicide on this day in 1978?
Was it here, America?
No, it was Guyana. In what year did the first push-button telephone go into service on this date? 1953, 1963, 1973?
I'm going to go 63.
That's correct. Which American humorist's short story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, was published on this day in 1865?
I have no idea. Pass.
Thanks to a court ruling on this day in 2003, what became the first state to allow same-sex marriage?
California?
Massachusetts. Back to the four-pointer. Just essentially name an American humorist of the 19th century.
Oakland.
Mark Twain.
Huh.
Yeah. A couple of people in Missouri have heard of him. That's okay if you haven't. Don't worry about it. Al, you got the one and the three. 4 points. Wow.
Give me that elevator music from hell.
Okay. You know what? Ian, push this one about a minute in. I forgot to tell you this ahead of time. Okay. Here once again, three peas in a pod.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Never fell in love.
Oh, my.
It seems that what kind of man is this? An empty shell.
I'll bet you these guys did a lot of weddings.
A lonely cell.
They did.
In which an empty heart must dwell.
All right, that's
it. It just get worse and worse.
Well, that's a triple punishment day for us, thanks to you, Al.
Well, you all have a great weekend.
You too. Let's hope we don't go quadruple now. That lies at the feet of you, Josh.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to plug something?
Well, I just wanted to say back on July 1st, I clean swept the Declaration of Independence category, and we just went to Candice's with our gift certificate last Friday. And the fettuccine alfredo with chicken, broccoli, and mushrooms was delish.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Congratulations, and I'm glad you were able to take advantage of that. Now, let's see if you can do it again. We have two categories left. One of them is not getting a medal, and the other one is men named Buck.
I'll take men named Buck.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Josh, let's play the Harris Challenge. In the movie Midnight Cowboy, who played a character named Joe Buck?
Pat.
Who played the title character in the 1989 movie Uncle Buck?
John Candy.
Correct. What country comedy show was hosted by Buck Owens and Roy Clark from 1969 to 86?
Hee Haw.
Correct. Which Buck won Oscars for writing The Graduate and Heaven Can Wait?
Pat.
Who played the title character in the late 70s TV series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century?
Oh, I'm in trouble. Back to number one.
Who played the character Joe Buck in the movie Midnight Cowboy?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Dustin Hoffman played Ratso Rizzo.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze. You have no idea.
It's John Voight.
Okay.
All right, which Buck won Oscars for writing The Graduate and Heaven Can Wait?
Buck O'Neill.
Buck Henry. And Buck Rogers in the 25th Century starred Gil Gerard with Mel Blanc as the voice of Tweaky.
Really?
A little bit before my time, unfortunately.
Wow.
Now, wait a second. You just told me that you got all the questions right in the Constitution category. That was way before your time, too.
Yeah, but they taught me that stuff. I didn't catch any Buck Rogers on even in syndication when I was born. So.
I don't think that show ever went in syndication. I think it was on for 2 years, and then it got tweaked off the air.
I always get confused with that and the Million Dollar Man. I don't know what.
The $6 Million Man.
Oh,
Steve Austin. Oh.
That's his eye.
No, that was his ear.
It was?
Yeah, that was when he could hear things from a long way away. I'm sitting across the studio from you, and I heard you get it wrong.
Oh.
I've been listening to that impression for almost 20 years, and you've been telling me it's the wrong thing all this time?
I thought it was the eye.
Oh, man. Well, now we got to find out, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Well, maybe not right now.
Well, here's the bad news. Josh only got the 2 and the 3. So, yeah, it is going to be a quadruple punishment day. So let's go back to 3 peas in a pod going out of my head.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Over you.
Over you. Oh,
over you.
Way in the background.
I don't know if that was a horn or if he has an upset stomach.
Is there any extra credit available for knowing Mike Evans' middle name? That's all I got out of the show this week.
Nope. I got nothing for you. Sorry about that, Josh. Have a good weekend.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Let's bring in our final contestant now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Just fine, thanks. Plug something for us.
I wish I had something to plug. Let's just say let's go Blues.
Okay. We have one category. It's all yours. It's not getting a medal. The White House on Wednesday announced 20 recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Which of these, and each of these, I'm going to give you 3 names. You tell me the one who is not getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Larry Bird.
Correct. Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Robert De Niro.
Robert Redford.
Duvall. Bruce Springsteen, Diana Ross, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Correct. Viola Davis, Cicely Tyson, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Viola Davis. Philanthropist, Melinda Gates. Historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Architect, Frank Gehry.
Frank Gehry.
Historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin. So, Josh, I'm sorry.
Mike,
I'm sorry. I apologize. You got the 1 and the 3. I'm going to give you 1 bonus point for getting your name wrong, because that makes it 5, and you still lose. And for the first time in months, can you remember the last time we had quintuple punishment?
I cannot remember.
Go ahead. That's enough. That's all I can take.
Yo.
At least that's better than the Joe Buck stuff last week.
What was that?
When we had Joe singing Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right.
You're saying 3 peas in a pod outperformed Joe Buck?
Oh, no. Sure. I'd rather hear Joe.
Mike, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you. The Harris Challenge will not be on next Friday because it's the day after Thanksgiving, and we ain't coming to work.
I believe it's Mizzou.
Yes, there's a Mizzou game.
Basketball, football, maybe?
Mizzou football on Friday at 1:30 for sure.
Okay, we're not carrying Mizzou tennis this year?
No.
No. So we'll be preempted next week, but we'll be back 2 weeks from today with an entire show for you, including the Harris Challenge, right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.